This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, April 7th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. Farm equipment delays expected. Last stop for GOP budget, and RFK Jr. hits the road. Farm equipment manufacturer warns of delays as tariffs go into effect. The first wave of President Donald Trump's Liberation Day tariff hikes now in effect as of Saturday. That means almost all imports subject to an additional 10% tariff. With more tariff increases set to kick in this week, farm equipment manufacturer warning of future delays and price hikes. Greg Petras, the president at Kuhn North America, told AgriPulse this weekend that a quarter of all stock comes from Europe, and the European Union is due to get hit with a 20% reciprocal tariff starting Wednesday. "We just have a lot of shipments on hold," Petras said. He said Kuhn is not increasing or replacing stock as normal until the firm has worked out how much the tariff it can absorb and how much must be passed to consumers to remain profitable. Take note. President Trump says the tariffs will spur companies to relocate manufacturing operations of the U.S., but Petras says that's simply not feasible. "It's not like we have a lot of extra labor," Petras said. "It would also take many years to relocate supply chains for intricate components. If that was the practical thing to do, we would already be doing it," he added. Looking ahead, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer will be on Capitol Hill twice this week, testifying before the Senate Finance Committee and the House Ways and Means Committee. Now, for more on that and the rest of what's going on in the nation's capital this week, read our Washington Week Ahead. Internal report pushes for prioritizing ag in new trade deals. An internal report submitted to the president on U.S. trade policy prioritizes pushing for prioritizing ag in new trade deals and calls for revamping existing agreements. On an inauguration day, the president directed key agencies and departments to submit a report on an American First trade policy. The April 1 report included sections examining the U.S. trade deficit, unfair trade practices, and new opportunities for deal-making, among others. New trade deals offer, quote, an opportunity for the United States to knock down non-reciprocal barriers to U.S. exports, especially for agricultural products. A White House summary of the report reads, "The summary, however, does not list which countries officials recommended for new deals. Similarly, the summary says existing trade deals should be modernized to further lower tariffs on U.S. ag products and to improve market access, including for U.S. dairy under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement." House, the next stop for budget framework. House GOP leaders are looking to win passage this week of the budget resolution approved by the Senate early Saturday. That resolution is needed to unlock the budget reconciliation process that Republicans will use to enact Trump's major legislative priorities, including a permanent extension of the 2017 tax cuts. Some farm bill programs also could ride in the reconciliation bill. A few hardline conservatives are raising concerns about the resolution because it doesn't lock Senate Republicans into significant spending cuts. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma expressed confidence that Republicans will pass the reconciliation bill before the August recess. "Most Americans don't track the process. They want to know what the product is at the end. That's coming in the next several months as we work through, in public, what's the product that's actually going to come out of this," he said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer. such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Kennedy launches MAHA Tour. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will meet with nutrition experts, trade tribal leaders, and elected officials this week to discuss various aspects of Make America Healthy Again agenda. Meetings will take place in Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico Monday through Wednesday. During these events, he will discuss MAHA state laws that aim to restrict SNAP purchases of SNOTA and ban ultra-processed foods in schools. The tour follows Kennedy's first joint event with Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. Appearing at a Virginia school, Kennedy said the two are working quickly to update the dietary guidelines. He also criticized the scientific report released by the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee under the last administration, saying it had too much influence from the food processing industry. House Dems send a letter to USDA on food bank funding. Over 100 Democrats signed a letter pressing Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins on the agency's recent move to pause $500 million in funding for the Emergency Food Assistance Program. Last month, some food banks had orders canceled. USDA said it was pausing and reviewing the Commodity Credit Corporation funding for TFAP and noted the program is also supported by appropriated funds and Section 32 purchases. In the letter, lawmakers expressed concern about the impact this could have on Americans facing food insecurity, as well as farmers that contribute to the TFAP supply chain. They also list a number of questions about the funding and ways to minimize disruptions for producers and food providers. House Agriculture Committee Vice Ranking Member Chantel Brown of Ohio, Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota, among those who were onto the letter. Groups sent a letter of support for Vaden confirmation. A coalition of agricultural groups are urging leaders of the Senate Agriculture Committee to confirm Deputy Agriculture Secretary nominee Stephen Vaden, who currently serves as a judge on the United States Court of International Trade. In a letter, the group said Vaden's position as USDA General Counsel during the first Trump administration is reason for a speedy confirmation. His deep understanding of the agriculture economy, regulatory landscape, and global trade dynamics will be instrumental as the department works to address challenges such as stabilizing the farm economy, strengthening supply chains, and implementing a new farm bill, the group said. Corps of Engineers, Reclamation, pause Snake River Dam evaluation. The Army Corps of Engineers and Bureau of Reclamation have put on hold reviews meant to evaluate the environmental impact of a series of dams along the Snake River. The hold follows the Council of Environmental Quality's decision to scrap its guidelines for how agencies should implement the National Environmental Policy Act. Take note, the reviews were among a slate of actions the administration was taking under a memorandum of understanding meant to pause and potentially end decades of litigation over the river's declining salmon populations. Here's a word. Listen, the people that are leading this are serious, intentional, patriotic, the smartest people I have ever worked with. I did not come up with the formulas. I am the Ag Secretary. I studied agriculture at Texas A&M. I was in a lot of conversations to make sure our farmers and ranchers were a part of that. And Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday, defending the president's reciprocal tariffs. She was challenged about why a duty rate was set for some uninhabited islands. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, April 7th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Elliott.